But if there's anything in that order that's not right, you have to take it out. You have to have rewritten. Say rewritten. Like renewing of the mind. You have to have it removed and something else rewritten in there.
Holy Ghost, your God in the earth today. Holy Ghost, your God.
What if I told you that everything you think you know about God is wrong? Think about that. What if I told you that? You're like, no, it can't be. I know too much about God. What if I told you everything you think you know about God is wrong? Doesn't mean everything you know about God is wrong, but you have to take, see the difference between that. Everything I know about God is wrong. No, I'm saying, what if I told you that everything you know about God is wrong? Where are you in that? It has to do with an attitude. It has to do with how you're positioning yourself in your walk with God. Because so many times, I have been there so many times with doctrines that I held on to, like this is matter of fact, this can't be changed, and all of a sudden that's been changed. Yep. Let's pray. Holy Ghost, I thank you for this written word, that we can enter into it and know you and see you and understand you and walk with you as God in the earth today. We worship you, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. What's Jesus telling you? The truth. It's not a lie, right? It is expedient or profitable for you that I go away. So we got Jesus saying, I'm gonna go away, and he says, if I go away, it's gonna be profitable to you. What's the opposite of that? Or if he doesn't go away, not gonna be profitable for you. You're gonna profit less. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. So Jesus has to be somewhere to send him unto you. Amen. So Jesus has to go away and be somewhere else. Say, be somewhere else.
Be somewhere else.
For him to send the Holy Ghost unto you. And has that happened? Yes, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. He's here. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and we walk with him. Yes. Right? Where if we're walking with the Holy Ghost, according to this verse of Scripture and many others, where is Jesus? Not here. In fact, it can't be. You can't have it both ways. A lot of people want to have it both ways. Actually, they want to walk with Jesus and have the Holy Ghost do things for them. That's only going to take them so far. They can't go as far as they need to go. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he, say he.
He
is come. So he's a he. And he goes on to listen to all the times he says he. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, say he.
He.
So Jesus is going away, and he is sending another he. And he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you into all the, did he just say a spirit of truth shall come into the earth, and people will know by this strange spirit that's everywhere? No, he's a specific he that's coming from Jesus and being sent to us. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all, say all the truth. Well, wait there a minute. All the truth, doesn't all the truth mean the beginning truth also? Doesn't all the truth mean that what's in the beginning and the middle and the end truth? So when people who are not receiving what I'm about to tell you right here, then they can't possibly have the beginning truth that they're supposedly to be walking in right. Verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Say all truth.
All truth.
For he shall not speak of himself. Some of the very saddest translation of this verse of Scripture, because it sends people off in the wrong direction. It doesn't mean he won't speak of himself, and I'll prove it just temporary, just quickly here, because he speaks of himself throughout this whole Bible, right? How about the scriptures? Who were they written by? The Holy Ghost. I'll take you to some scriptures later where he's talking about himself, speaking about himself. So the Holy Ghost is not a mute, and he's not allowed to speak about himself. Are you kidding me? He talks about him right here. He's talking about himself in this verse of scripture. When he is come, this very verse of scripture proves that that is a bad translation. It doesn't mean he shall not speak of himself. It means he will not speak away from himself. He said he's the Spirit of truth, and he won't speak anything but the truth. It's as if, you know, it's the same phrase that, you know, if you're to put your hand on the Bible before your sworn testimony, put your hand on the Bible and you say the truth and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Well, he is God. He can't say anything but the truth. Amen. And sometimes why I get in so much trouble is because if I'm going to say what he tells me to say, I have to say things that not necessarily everybody likes. I have to say the truth if I'm going to stay close with him. Howbeit, when he has come, the Spirit of truth, he shall guide you into all truth. That means the beginning truth, the middle truth, and the end truth. Which means if we haven't begun with the Holy Ghost, we're not going to have the middle right or the end right. We'll be farther off. For he shall not speak away from himself, the Spirit of truth. Well, you'd say, I never was taught that. I was taught the opposite. Well, then you've got a problem, because the very first things that you've been starting out in your life as a believer have been wrong, which means it's going to make everything else a little bit off. The farther you go down your believer's journey, you're going to be a little more farther and a little more farther off. Well, I've never been taught that. A lot of people have never been taught that. In fact, they've been taught the opposite. What if I told you that everything that you think you know about God is wrong? Remember I told you to think about that. What if I told you that? That's where a lot of people are at, because they've started on the wrong foot. If you start on the wrong foot at the beginning and you walk 400 yards or you're in a race, what foot are you going to end up on? The wrong foot. Does this make sense? You got to start out the right way. Saying I worship you, Holy Ghost, admits to that. That it's possible that everything that you've learned is wrong. Why? Because you're worshiping the Holy Ghost, and he's going to teach you all things. He's not going to teach you something different than what he's already taught you, but you have to acknowledge the fact that I could have everything changed. And I've told you many times to beware that when you start to worship the Holy Ghost, everything gets changed. The way you think about everything gets changed. The way you talk about everything gets changed. Your footsteps get changed. They get reversed. Say reversed. Reversed. Reversed many times. When you, I worship you, Holy Ghost, admits that you weren't taught the right things. Are you here? Yep. When you start worshiping the Holy Ghost, you're admitting that you weren't taught the right things. Because you go to this verse of scripture and it says he won't speak of himself, and all of a sudden he's speaking about himself. All the time. Say all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. God talks to me. I'm walking with God. He's revealing scriptures to me. He's talking all the time. Whatever he hears, he speaks. Hey, oh, if you're listening, well, we don't always listen because we've had all of this blockage. Mm-hmm. Say blockage. Blockage. What's the blockage? Traditional thinking. Having something wrong. What do you got to do with something that's wrong? You got to change. You got to get rid of it. A lot of times you got to dig it out. It's no fun. I worship you, Holy Ghost, changes everything. And part of saying I worship you, Holy Ghost, admits or submits yourself to the possibility that everything you might have thought up till that point is wrong. Why? Because you're submitting to the teacher. You want him to teach you. Right. Goes on to say he'll teach you about Jesus. Well, I thought I was supposed to know about Jesus before I got saved. Well, no, the Holy Ghost has to teach you about Jesus. And what you might have thought about Jesus could possibly be wrong. So when you start worshiping the Holy Ghost, you're saying, hey, I could possibly be wrong. Help me. And he might just go, hey, no, you were right about this, but this over here, oh my goodness. Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 3. Are you so foolish? Maybe. What if I'm reading this verse of scripture and I say, oh, I'm not so foolish. This verse of scripture can't help me. right? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit. Where does your Bible say that you have to begin? You begin in the Spirit, or you begin in the Holy Ghost. You begin, say begin.
Begin.
Begin with the Holy Ghost, and He teaches you all things, even all things about Jesus. Are you getting this?
Yep.
Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. Everything becomes Spirit. We're in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today. Everything's about Him right now. And He teaches you about Jesus. He teaches you about the Father. He teaches you the Word that He wrote.
Yep.
It begins with that. Everything you learned up till now, if you're not worshiping the Holy Ghost, is not even the beginning. You haven't even begun yet. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this, and I'm telling you this from a point of somebody who's gone 20 some years, and then I begin to start worshiping the Holy Ghost, and all that stuff becomes close to irrelevant. What are you gonna do with that? You're gonna go from good to great. It was good, but now I gotta go to great. And if I'm gonna go to great, a lot of that stuff has to be scrapped. A lot of the stuff, say a lot of the stuff,
has to be scrapped.
And unfortunately be a lot more than you wanted it to be. So you see this, having begun in the Spirit. Where do we begin? In the Spirit. So we have to begin rewriting the old code. We have old code written on us from either religion or from the way we were brought up that we thought was, oh, that's gospel. And it ends up not being gospel. It just ends up being man's gospel. Say rewritten.
Rewritten.
Rewritten means you take something and you rewrite it, right? So that it says the right thing. I've said this before, if you don't spend enough time worshiping the Holy Ghost, then this rewriting doesn't have enough time to take place, and you end up reverting back to what you think you know about God, which is wrong. Our job is to get people to think the right way about God so they can be right. Right? Well, what if they think, you know, that the Holy Ghost doesn't speak of Himself? Well, that blocks off 90% of everything, because He's talking about Himself. He's God in the earth today. He can't talk about me. Romans chapter 12, let's look at verse 1. I beseech you. Who is He beseeching? You. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, God who? The Holy Ghost. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. Why? Because you're the temple of the living God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're presenting your body to whom? The Holy Ghost, who's God. Are you getting this? Which is your reasonable service. A better translation even of that is spiritual worship. You're presenting your body to God. You're spiritually worshiping Him. How do you do that? You say, I worship you, Holy Ghost. It doesn't necessarily involve, you know, your favorite CD or tapes. It's you opening up your mouth. That's how you communicate with God. That's how you walk with God in the earth. You say, I worship you, Holy Ghost. That's your spiritual service, your spiritual worship. You're presenting your body. Are you getting this? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Say transformed. By the renewing of your mind. Renewing, rewriting, recoding what you think about God. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
I worship you, Holy Ghost admits that you might possibly, say I might possibly
be wrong
about God. And when you worship Him, you go, I worship you, Holy Ghost. I know I'm not wrong about that because you're God in the earth today, and I worship you, and that's the beginning. And then He begins to rewrite, to recode, to retake some fragments of your coding in there and remove them because they don't belong. Every bit of old code must be rewritten. I wish I could say this. I wish I could stress this more into your mind, into your understanding, that every bit of old code must be rewritten. Otherwise, the new code isn't going to work. You have old code fragments, they're going to crash it. They will crash the program. Well, we're in a new program. Why am I in a new program? And you get stuck on something because it doesn't work here, right? And you crash and you have to reboot again.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to the beginning when you reboot. Where should you go? I worship you, Holy Ghost. He reboots you and he begins to put all those codes in the right order. But if there's anything in that order that's not right, yes, you have to take it out. You have to have rewritten. Say rewritten. Yeah. Right? Renewing of the mind. You have to have it removed and something else rewritten in there. Are you getting this? Any code fragment left in there, old code fragment, will cause the program to crash. This is what happens to people. They keep crashing. I won't spend much time on this because I've done this several other weeks here. But you know, if I'm walking with Jesus and I don't think that Jesus left because, well, frankly, society life begins with Jesus left you and nobody wants to hear that. Well, that's not good news. Jesus said it is good news because if he leaves, he'll send thee another. Amen. But if I think I'm walking with God, right? Walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus, and the end day comes up and Jesus is supposed to appear over there. What point am I not walking with Jesus anymore and he becomes over there? At some point that has to change. It should have changed at the beginning. Yep. We're supposed to meet the Lord in the air. Well, the old code, hey, the old code won't work here. The old code won't work there in the end days. When's the end days? You're in the end days. The old code won't work in the end days. People are trying to run their old code. By walking with Jesus in the end days, it won't work. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. If you look at the old code that people are trying to run their life on without the Holy Ghost beginning it and worshiping the Holy Ghost, they can't get to where we need to go. And I can yell this from the housetops and the rooftops. Maybe afterwards we'll go up to the roof and we'll just yell this. You can't get there from here. You can't get there where we need to go with that code. It doesn't go there. It crashes. And that's bad if you're supposed to beat the Lord in the air, isn't it? Yeah. He'll be like, oh, crash. You can only, say only. You can only get there from here. From I worship you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost being God in the earth today. Fully receiving him in his dispensation. Which means what you've been thinking about God is wrong. Are you getting this? Holy Ghost only. We're in the Holy Ghost only dispensation. He's the only part of the Godhead in the earth today. Things become, when you start to pick up your Bible now after worshiping the Holy Ghost, it's all about the Holy Ghost. Wait, he is speaking of himself. Can you even imagine? Well, people got thwarted at the beginning with the Holy Ghost not being able to speak of himself. That's the way most people are. Their code is wrong. It causes them to crash. We enter a new space in Holy Ghost worship. I know that might sound like strange language, but you know, people that do it will understand. You kind of enter into a new space when you pray in tongues. It's like you enter into a different room. I know I talk about these languages, the space, rooms, stuff like that, but it's true. You understand that. A different way of thinking. A different way of being. You become a different person in the space of Holy Ghost worship. Amen. And in that space of Holy Ghost worship are Holy Ghost workings. The Holy Ghost can work some things. He can rewrite some code that he wasn't able to do before. And he rewrites a lot of it because you were messed up. We don't think we're messed up because we're running the old program. But we can't get to where we need to go with the old program. So what's it going to be? Huh? You got to go, I worship you, Holy Ghost, and let him rewrite all of your code. You need different Holy Ghost workings. We need Holy Ghost workings that come from the room of Holy Ghost worship, from the space of Holy Ghost worship. If you want to fulfill the call that you have on your life, which you can, it's available to you, it's exciting. But you have to do it God's way. You have to have everything rewritten. You'll be happy about it in the long run. I'm telling you. And see, the thing is, people don't understand it because it's hard to see where you're going when you don't have the code that will take you there. You think you're just operating on the old stuff. Well, the Holy Ghost has better things for you than you've even thought. And people would acknowledge that, yes, the Lord can do many things way beyond what we can ask or think. Why they talk like that, I don't know. But that's what it sounds like to me. because they're just words to them. But the reality is the Holy Ghost will. He'll transform you. He'll rewrite you to be somebody different that can go a different place, go farther. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's look at verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts or things pertaining to the Spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Why would he write this? Because people were ignorant and people are ignorant. But I have to acknowledge that I might be ignorant about things pertaining to the Spirit. Who is the Spirit? God. So therefore you're ignorant about things pertaining to God, and you might possibly be wrong about everything you think about God, especially if you started off on the wrong foot. You were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God. Hey, wait a minute. The guy has to first be speaking by the Spirit of God. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. No man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by who?
The Holy Ghost.
Where does this first start? The Holy Ghost. No man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Let's read on, lest I get caught here. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same what? So he's gonna go on and say, hey, don't be ignorant. There's diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Before that, he said you can't speak but by the Spirit of God if you're gonna say Jesus is Lord. There are diversities of gifts by the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Who is the Lord?
The Spirit.
And I will show this to you, the whole thing. He talks about Spirit in verse 1, Spirit in verse 3, Spirit in verse 4, Spirit in verse 5, the differences of administration. Who administrates the offices in the earth today? The Holy Ghost. He's Lord of the spirits. He's Lord of the offices. He's the administrator of the offices. Jesus sent him to do that. Yep. Are you getting this? There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God that works all in all. Who's the God that's working all in all? The Holy Ghost. Right?
Yep.
So, Spirit, 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 God working all the things. Then he goes, oh, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man a prophet with all, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. See, now I wonder if Paul gets it. People are getting annoyed at Paul as much as people get annoyed at me. He's saying the same thing over and over again. Paul, but why is he doing it? He's doing it to prove a point that we're dealing with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, administrator of the gifts, administrator of the offices, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, another interpretation of tongues. But verse 11, but all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. What? Yeah, as he wills. He's administrating things, he's dealing things out, he's commanding people, he's speaking of himself, he's doing it as he wills. Say, as he wills. Well, will is a function of a person. He's a person, he has a will, he's making decisions. You want him to make decisions about you? Yeah, and you want them to be good decisions. I suggest worshiping him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. What's now mean? Ooh, now, right? Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Or where the Spirit is Lord. Right? So if we've come to that place where I'm having my code rewritten to where the Spirit is Lord, say the Spirit is Lord,
the Spirit is Lord,
then I can have liberty and I'll have freedom that I don't have if my code's not written there. One of the last freedoms will be being freed from the bonds of this earth. Old code won't take you there. Can't, because the Spirit hasn't been able to be Lord. We have to have our code rewritten. We have to have it rewritten for the end time, because the old code won't go far enough. It doesn't go there. All right, but we can get there from here. I think it's one of the things, Rich, that I've noticed the most is when I go into the room of Holy Ghost worship, is I know I can go there from here. Where before I seemed to be a blockage, where I couldn't get past this thing. When I get into the room of Holy Ghost worship and I say, hey, I might not know everything. Ooh, isn't that amazing? What happens? I can get there from here. The room goes eternally. Are you getting this? Acts chapter 1, let's look at verse 8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses both to me, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. When is the witnessing supposed to begin? After. It begins after you receive the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, they, as while they beheld, he was taken up. He who? Jesus was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, he went up. He who?
Jesus.
He, Jesus, went up while they beheld. And two men stood by them in white apparel, which said unto them, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Has this happened yet? Has Jesus returned in the same manner? Has the same Jesus returned that went up? And has he come back in the same manner? No, he has not. So we're in that period of time where we should not be looking up into heaven to Jesus. We're supposed to be doing what Jesus wanted us to do on earth, which was receive the Holy Ghost. That's right. And walk with it. Are you getting this? Code has to be rewritten. And it begins with Jesus left you and sent the another, the Holy Ghost. We can get there from here. Get where? Get to where we need to get. Which would be Jesus returning. Sometimes you just got to say things over and over and over and over until it just beats down that old coding that people have. Those fragments need to be removed, because every once in a while you'll see another one that pops up, causes you to crash. Go to Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. Say prophets. And teachers. As Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. See how it says, and Saul? But he was either a prophet, according to this verse of Scripture, a prophet or a teacher, or both. When we can see, he probably was both, prophet and a teacher, right? As they ministered to the Lord. The Lord who? Now be careful here. You can with these couple verses of Scripture, and that's why we're reading them, you can kind of gauge whether your code is messed up or not. You see this? This is like a litmus test for people's code. If it crashes here, you've got problems, you can't get there from here. Right, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Now they're ministering to the Lord and fasting, and who's the Lord here? It says right away, it says, and the Holy Ghost said. They ministered to the Lord and the Holy Ghost said. Separate what? Me, Barnabas and Saul. Now if the Holy Ghost doesn't speak of himself, what's he doing talking here? He said, separate me for the work whereunto I have called them. Right? Now the Lord is that Spirit. As they ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by whom? The Holy Ghost. They ministered to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost said things, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them, and they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Right? Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. They had it right. Now look what happens to Paul. He was a teacher and a prophet, and then all of a sudden that wasn't even the work that he was called to. He was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. So what happens to people when they begin obeying God and they enter into different rooms? They get to go farther than they could before. See? Now the Spirit is Lord. He's the teacher. He's the guider. He's the comforter. He's the one with whom we have to do. He's the another that Jesus sent. When Jesus was here, he was their comforter, teacher, and guide. Now we have the Holy Ghost here. He's the comforter, teacher, and guide, right? So Paul moved from teacher and prophet to apostle. But we have in front of us the space of Holy Ghost worship that will take us farther. It's a different room. The apostleship was a different room for Paul. It would open up to him completely different thing than the prophet and teacher would. And I'm telling you that I've been released to go into this room where it's just making all the old stuff look really sad. You're beginning to relearn everything. And you have to make the decision, am I going to go on or am I going to go back? You can't go back. Another thing that happens when you start worshiping the Holy Ghost. I encourage you to worship the Holy Ghost more and more and let him rewire your programming. So I've been released to go here into this space of Holy Ghost worship and Holy Ghost workings. New Holy Ghost workings.
New Holy Ghost
workings. Yes. New things await you in this space. New programming awaits you. New programs that function better, right? New ministry, new manifestations. The new manifestation of the Spirit awaits us in this new space. Isaiah 43 verse 18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Is this in your Bible? When does this apply? What if the Holy Ghost is reading this to you? Remember not the things of old. It might have been good. He's not saying that the old was complete garbage. He's saying, remember not the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember not, I looked it up, I do this often, I'll look it up in the Greek, in Strong's Concordance. It literally means marked or record. Remember not, remark not, record not. Meaning, so we're talking about writing things down, which means we're rewriting something over it. Are you getting this? Say rewriting.
Rewriting.
What happens when you rewrite something? You don't remember. You haven't marked the old one. You've kind of moved on from there. What you're seeing, it won't be like anything else. It won't be like anything before. In fact, I've told you, we've been forbidden to go there. That's going to happen to you too. You're going to start going, hey, wait, I can't go back there. You're forbidden to go back. When we're in that space, say, when I'm in that space of Holy Ghost worship. When you get there and you know there and you get comfortable there and you have your coding rewritten, you will be able to bring others in. You go back to Acts chapter 1 verse 8 where it says you will be witnesses, because you're starting out on the right foot. You're entering in a room and you'll be able to bring other people into that same room, and they'll be able to know the Holy Ghost, the new reality of the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today, and it'll change their life. Let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, I thank you that these people are blessed. They're beginning to know the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. Great things are happening to them. Their mouth is being changed. Their words are being changed. And so shall their life be changed. We thank you for it, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Holy Ghost of God in the earth today. Holy Ghost of God.